Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello, 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 hello. Wednesday. Oh, I'm so excited to be here talking to you. Lots going on in the celeb gossip world. Can't wait to get to it.
Lots and lots. Let's jump right in. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Jennifer Aniston is revealing that she would like to date a non-public person, a non-public figure. So Jen has revealed in a new interview that she'd like to expand her dating pool a little bit beyond Hollywood. She was talking to People TV. She's 52 years old, and she revealed that she would be more comfortable in a relationship with somebody who's not famous, somebody that is not a public figure. She said, of course, absolutely. I mean, it's happened. That's what I'm hoping for, is not necessarily somebody in the industry itself. It would be nice. I think this is a good idea, Donnie. What about you?
I get where she's going with this. I don't think anybody, there's not a normal man who's going to be able to date Jennifer Aniston and it be okay. Because normal people aren't used to that level of fame. That's a famous to where you can't go to Starbucks. You can't go anywhere without being hounded.
It's a little bit of a curse, isn't it? I saw it when I worked with J-Lo. It's very difficult being that famous. I think a lot of people dream about being famous and how wonderful it would be. It'd be nice to be like Andy Cohen famous or a Real Housewife famous, sort of a little bit kitschy. Some people might know you, but not everybody. When I walk around with Countess Luann or people from Bravo, not everybody knows who they are. We do, because we love that show. But they're not J-Lo famous. They're not Jennifer Aniston famous. That is international, worldwide, super fame. You're right, Donnie. And I think somebody that isn't in the business wouldn't like sharing their girl with the rest of the world, which is really what you're doing if you date somebody that famous. It's awful to think that her fame has actually become an obstacle in many ways for her finding true love.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show. Remember, that was one of the reasons why Ben and Jen, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, broke up, was because Ben couldn't handle the hounding of their relationship. And he's a famous person.
He's a famous... He's famous. I think he's got an Oscar. Did you notice at the Met Ball a couple of nights ago, they didn't walk in together because he couldn't stand the humiliation of the photographer saying, Ben, get out of the way. They wanted the picture of J-Lo. Those are the pictures that sell.
That's Jennifer Aniston's future partner. Whatever your name is, move.
Get out the picture. I want the dress. Yeah. I was once out with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, and the photographers were chasing them around, and they wanted Nick out of the pictures. They just wanted solo pictures with Jess, and I saw it in his eyes, and I knew.
It's
hurtful. I knew there was trouble. I knew it. I knew that was the moment when I was like, oh, gosh, because it takes a really special man to be able to deal with all that. Even if you fall in love with Jennifer Aniston, I'm sure there's lots and lots of things to fall in love with her about. One of the biggest things in her life is her level of fame. And you can't just go to the movies. You can't just go to dinner. You can't bring her home for Thanksgiving. It'd be like that movie Notting Hill, where everybody stares at Julia Roberts around the table. It is quite tricky, isn't it? Oh, I never thought about that, Donnie. You're a wise owl. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Jen would like to date somebody that's not famous, a non-public figure. Is this a good idea for Jen? Now, before Donnie jumped in, I thought the answer was going to be 98% yes. Now I'm not sure. Maybe it does take a Brad Pitt or somebody that's equally famous to understand that life. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, Megan Fox, she is reclaiming her sexiness. Ooh. So following her stunning sheer gown at the VMAs on Sunday night, mm-hmm. she was at the Met Gala on Monday night, and she was talking to Keke Palmer, who was co-hosting the red carpet, and she was talking about the pressures of her being a sex symbol in Hollywood.
Yes.
It's Megan Fox. We think of her as this gorgeous, stunning woman, and it's got to be hard. Well, she had the best answer. She said, I'm not afraid to be sexy. A woman who is intelligent and also knows how to weaponize her beauty. There's nothing more dangerous than that. There's nothing more powerful than that. That's an amazing statement.
I've always thought of her as very, very sexy. So I've never actually thought of somebody like Megan Fox as being afraid of being that sexy. It's interesting that she said that. I'm a little scared about sexiness, Donny. I don't like it for myself. Like, if I'm going to leave the apartment and I have a look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, I think that it's a little too much. A little too much cleavage, so to speak. Like, I don't know. I'm not that comfortable. You're laughing. I'm not that comfortable with sexiness around myself. What about you, Donny? You're more sexy than I am.
No, I'm a little self-conscious about it too. Remember when I used to sling drinks at that old gay bar in the Hell's Kitchen?
And you were the bartender up in Hell's Kitchen. Was it on the 50th Street, 56, something around there?
49th Street, or 47th. Oh, I already forgot.
Yes, I remember.
So some bartenders go shirtless at gay bars. I would never do it. I was too nervous.
Oh, no.
Don't people staring at my nipples?
No. Oh, I don't like it. But she is claiming back her sexiness. Good for you, Megan Fox. Sharon Osbourne is still talking out about the talk, and now she's saying she was betrayed by the co-hosts. So they all had a pact that they'd have each other's back. And this actually, I know they're TV stars and I know they're earning a lot of money, but this is something I think a lot of people have with their friends, particularly their work friends. When we met Donny, we met as work friends when we started together on a radio show at Derek and Remains. We had a little bit of a pack. We had each other's back. We told each other the gossip. If you're listening, Romain or Derek, they own the station. Hello, hello, hello. But we would tell each other what was going on. We'd look after each other. And I think Sharon felt the same with her co-host. Now, we know it all fell apart, but she actually believed she was sabotaged, not just by the co-hosts, but by the executives, who she claims fed one of the co-hosts a question to ask her during that infamous episode. Well, this question, it was a loaded question. It could lead nowhere but drama, which is exactly where it did lead. Donny, if you were asked by the producers, the bosses, to ask me a naughty question, would you do it?
It is a tough place to be in, because people think hosts, we've talked about this, people think hosts run the show. No, producers run everything, because producer is the one that's going to get you fired and then replace you with another host. So you feel obligated to have to do what they say.
Well, I would ask the question, but I'd tell you I'm going to ask it. So when Miss D and my good self were on a morning show, we were often asked to do things by producers that made me a little bit squirmish. If I really didn't want to do it, I didn't do it. But if it was just like, ugh, it's a little uncomfortable, but I can do it, I'd text Miss D and say, I've got to ask you this question. I'm going to ask you this question. And this is what I think your answer should be. You can say whatever you want, but like, I never, ever caught her off guard. And I just wouldn't do it to a friend. I wouldn't do it to somebody I work with. I wouldn't do it to a colleague. I just wouldn't do it. So Sharon is still very, very angry. She also went on to say that she went through 3 months of therapy after she was labelled a racist. Lots of tears, and it was a really difficult time for Sharon. Not sure that talking out about it, particularly in such a public way, is going to help Sharon, but we are wishing you the best. And I sort of do miss her on TV. That show, I was watching it this week. They have new hosts on it, Donny. It's more fun with Sharon, because you never knew what she was going to say.
I've gone back and forth in this whole thing, because I grew up watching the Osbournes, and I'd always loved outspoken Sharon.
Yes.
And she was so funny and a great mother and a great wife and a smart businesswoman.
Yes.
So this whole fall from grace from the talk, it's been a little tricky, because I never thought of her as a bad person. But sometimes, whether your actions, you meant it or not, if people felt hurt by what you did, they're entitled to that.
And there was a way out of this, though, for Sharon. It didn't have to end like this. Often in life, when you see yourself going down that road, you can stop. You can stop. Don't keep digging. Don't make it worse for yourself. What's going on with Britney Spears, Donny?
Well, Britney Spears, she actually up and deleted her Instagram.
Oh. I saw, just out of the blue, it's gone.
Wiped clean. But then in true Britney fat, I love her, but she's a little wackadoo. She took to Twitter to explain why she deleted her Instagram.
Britney, Oh, Brittany.
And she goes, I'm taking a little break from social media. Well, you're not actually, sweetie, because you're on social media.
It's all social media. It's all the same.
And the people are up in arms because it comes right after she got engaged. So people are speculating or like, is this because she does have a court date appearance later this month? And we've also talked about it here on this show about how her Instagram posts have been a little tricky and a little be steered in wrong direction, used against her in court. Just interesting to see what's going on here. And I thought she was getting better. And then things like this happen. And I really start to worry.
It makes you worry, doesn't it? Her attorney has put out a statement confirming that it was his client's choice and saying she is just taking a little break from social media. Insiders tell me this is much deeper than that. It isn't quite as simple. We know that. We've seen her years and years and years enjoying social media. A couple of days ago, she put a picture up of her bottom. We saw the breast picture, remember when she put her breasts up? She had a hand over her breast. And so she really does use it as a way to express herself, but I think while she's going through this very, very legal, very difficult process, I think her lawyer, I think people around her that she trusts are telling her just to take a step back. You don't want to blow your conservatorship over a picture of your bum. Just stop posting. Just step away. And if you don't think you can censor yourself, which is actually harder to do than it sounds, then just delete it. Just for a little while, Brittany, until all this legalese is sorted out. And then quickly, before we go to break, so Jeopardy is releasing photographs of the contestants, but not photographs of the contestants with the host. So let me explain. If you're a contestant on Jeopardy, you normally do two photographs. You do a photograph, just a headshot, and they use that for publicity, and they email it to you so that you can remember being on the show forever. An official photograph on the set. They also take a picture of you and the host. Well, that used to be lovely if it was Alex. You wanted a picture framed of you and Alex, didn't you? Well, they carried on the tradition when Mike Richards took over the show. Mike filmed over a week of shows before he was fired. And at every one of those shows, Donnie, he did a photograph with the contestants. Now, the show wants rid of him so much, so completely, that they're not emailing out any pictures of Mike and you. Ooh.
It is very skin. I'm actually honestly surprised they even allowed the shows to air in the first place. I thought initially they were going to scrap them.
Yeah. Do you know, I asked about that, and the reason they couldn't is they had a contestant that won several days. So there was no way they can consistently continue with somebody. And how do you start all over again? And then do you pay them the money that they've already earned? Or like if I got up to $80,000 and I was coming back on Monday and it's a different host, do I have to start at zero? That's not fair.
Oh, no.
So
give me my $80,000.
Yeah, so they had to keep going for consistency, and that's why they did that. But there's no pictures out there of Mike Richards. I think it might be a smart thing. Do you know celebrities do this? I remember I went to Mariah Carey's album release party. It was at Avenue here in New York on 10th Avenue, and Mariah was set up in a booth. And above the booth, Donnie, they put up a lighting grid so she looked like baby Jesus at the Christmas show at Radio City. Hundreds of lights on Mariah, and her official photographer took a picture of you and Mariah, and then you had to give your email address, and if Mariah looked good, they emailed it to you. Uh-huh. Didn't matter what you looked like. You could look like a troll. But as long as Mariah looked good, I know. I think I was picking my nose in mine, but she looked glorious. You couldn't take your own picture. She had to take a picture for her official photographer. And then after she approved her picture, she sent it to you.
I love her so much. I love her. She's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Donnie Meacham. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da.
Thank you, Donnie. So Kanye West has unfollowed Kim Kardashian. Are things about to get nasty between these two all over again? Let's have a look. 75%. Wow. Said yes, it's going to get nasty. I think it is. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww.
What have you got, Donnie?
The nicest of the day is Billie Eilish, and she was saying it was time for her to start embracing fashion.
Ooh.
She looked stunning at the Met Gala.
Yes.
Oh, and she was in a gorgeous Oscar de la Renta dress. And she was talking to Kiki Palmer, and she was like, I've always wanted to do this, but I was just scared, and I didn't feel comfortable in my skin, and I feel like I finally did. Because we all remember Billie Eilish. She had that green hair for years.
Yes.
She was like a punk princess. But also, just to go show the power of Billie Eilish, she only agreed to wear the Oscar de la Renta dress if the fashion house would stop selling fur.
Yes, I love
that. And they agreed.
They agreed. They agreed. You know, I think they had stopped using fur a couple of years ago, but they hadn't ever made it official in case. Maybe they just wanted to do it on one amazing gown. And she said no. She put them on the spot and she said, I will only wear Oscar de la Renta if you promise you will never, ever use fur, ever again. And they said yes. So that's the power of Billie Eilish. How do you feel about fashion? I lost a lot of weight over the year of the pandemic, and losing a bit of weight made me more fashionable because I fit into clothes again. It's really true. If you get above a certain weight, it's hard to find really cute clothes. They just don't come in your sizes, and if they do, they don't look quite as cute. You're such a skinny mini, Donna. You could be a model size-wise and look-wise, darling. I'll give you that as well. But you're like the perfect size for one of those really skinny, twiggy models. Clothes fit you very well.
I'm basically the same size as Kate Moss.
Yes.
But I am just... I don't know what it is. I have an eye for fashion on other people. I just am not great at picking out my own clothes.
Huh. I always think you look
very dapper. Or maybe I just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm happy in a pair of jeans and my boots and a black t-shirt. I really am. That's my
look.
With
no cleavage.
No cleavage. No cleavage. Right up to my neck. Like Mary Poppins. And now, naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty,
shame.
Naughty. So shame. Rihanna had an after party after the Met Gala. So the Met Gala ends about, 10:30, 11 at the latest. 11 at the latest. So what time did she turn up at the after party that she was hosting? Let me say that one more time. It was her party. She got there at 2:30 a.m. Donna.
I'm in bed. 2:30. That's not even just a little late. That is, you are, if people have gone home, 2:30. I'm in bed.
People
napping.
Dreaming. Lil Nas X has left. I know. People have left by then. It's just the stragglers at that point. She was also late for the Met too. You meant to get there. So the carpet opened at 5:30. It sort of closes around 7. So cocktails and the event starts around 7. She didn't get there till 10. Rihanna, you gotta be... I hate lateness. I do. It really bugs me. So I think it's really...
You're always on time.
Always on time.
I am too.
Yeah, you are. And I actually feel guilty if I'm late. If I'm going to be running late, I text, I apologize, I rush. I hate lateness. I hate messing around other people's time. If I want to mess around my time, that's fine. But having somebody wait for me for half an hour, who do I think I am? I find it so, so rude, Rihanna. You are our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And now it's time for a moment of rub. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is actually coming out on Monday.
Finally, it's here.
We can stop talking about this.
How long is this show going to be sponsored by the Four-Word Answer?
Stop talking about this book. You know, I've been talking about it for so long. I actually forgot it was ever going to happen. It's really going to happen. It's happening on Monday. I'm so excited, and I'm so grateful for everybody that has pre-ordered a copy. I think we're going to chart in the top 20 or so in the first week because everybody has pre-ordered, so we're looking really good. And so thank you, but it's not too late if you haven't. Get yourself a copy on Amazon.com, The Four-Word Answer. So I remember once going to Starbucks and getting the wrong order, Donnie. I was really, really angry and really, really furious about it. And then I decided, no, instead of being a grumpy grump, I'm going to be grateful that I can afford a $7 cup of coffee. I really do believe that you can't change the circumstances in your life, but you can change the way you react to them. So if something goes wrong, are you really having a bad day, or are you having a bad 4 minutes? The small decisions we make every single moment add up to define you in the long run. Make good small decisions. You're not having a bad day. You're having a bad moment. Yes, my Starbucks order was wrong, but I can afford a $7 cup of coffee. Life is good. I play life with a positive mind game. So do you, don't you, Donnie?
Yes, and I think one thing that is we have to remember is somebody is person, a human being is making that drink. You don't know what's going on with that human being. They could have had a terrible day. Their partner broke up with them. Somebody died in their family, and they're at work trying to make your drink, and they accidentally make a mistake. Everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes, and we have to remember that when little things like that happen as well.
Amen. Circumstances might be out of your control, but the way you react to them is not. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And all together now, let's sing it out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care,
it's Naughty But Nice with Rob!